Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Can you please tell me what your company is, please?
With customer support, we're a third-party call center. We handle over 350 different products. I will have to actually pull up your account to see which product you have.
Okay, well, I haven't ordered a product, so let me give you my information and you tell me what this is.
Can I have your zip code, please?
30013.
You said 30013?
Mm-hmm.
First and last name?
Last name is Norman. First name would be Sandra.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
My address is 1986 Lou Drive, Conyers, Georgia, 30013.
Okay, when are your accounts to load? One moment. Okay, so I do see that you did do the contest entry, ma'am, for the chance to win the free iPad, the free iPhone, the vacuum, the blender, or the KitchenAid. You did also as well pay the
KitchenAid. Okay, hold on. That just happened to me with a text message that came through with a sweepstakes thing from CVS. All I did was, I'm a nurse. And I got it in the middle of the evening on my evening shift. I opened it up. All I did was open it. And they charged me. And they went, just looked back and said, oh, you didn't do it. It was an automatic. You're right, I didn't. Just like I didn't order anything else. And they said, what's happened is you probably recently ordered something. And when you opened it, you had not closed out. So it popped up when you opened it. So I recall you sending me something, but I didn't order anything, and I didn't order anything.
Okay, so you did do the contest entry, correct? You did do the survey, ma'am, through your email?
I did not do the survey. No, ma'am, I did not. All I did was open it where it came through as a text message. It came through on my phone, and I opened it because it came up some numbers, so I opened it. And when I opened it, I saw what it was. And I don't mean this rude or disrespectful to you, but I said, there's another scam. And I clicked right out of it and deleted it off of my phone.
Okay. So you're trying to cancel, ma'am, because I'm able to offer you $20 a month to stay, ma'am?
I don't want to stay. I don't want anything. And the only reason that I just realized that you guys had charged me $59.99 is because my dad recently passed away and the funeral home has called me wanting more money. So I'm going through my banking to see exactly what I have or if I'm going to have to transfer. And I see these extra charges and I'm like, what is this for? Because
okay, so
it's
no
not
problem.
Around the date that I pay my bills. So I'm like, what is this extra charge for?
Okay. So I am going to go ahead and get your account canceled. I'm actually able to offer you a $55 refund, as there was a $5 non-refundable setup fee. Would that work for you?
If that's what you have to do, that's fine. I just don't, and cancel whatever you say is there. I don't want anything, and that's fine. If you can just, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with anybody for $5. I will for $60, but I'm not for $5, especially knowing I didn't do anything.
Okay. Place on a brief hold moment. Okay, the refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business, okay?
Thank you so much, dear.
Your
Have
account,
a good day.
You're welcome. No problem. Thank you so much for calling us. Mm-hmm. Enjoy one of the day.